here at the 2017 Pro Bowl with my man himself, Zeke the Freak. He jumps, he eats a lot of food, he runs pretty fast, and he's pretty quick in the hole. He's very elusive, but he cannot play basketball. I seen his basketball highlight tape on Facebook, and it was garbage. So tell me about your basketball skills.
Well, you know, I was a four-year player on varsity, but my problem, I just didn't have a right hand.
Okay. Can I please tell? No, seriously, though. Your basketball skills, I was not impressed with your basketball skills like your football skills. So tell me why. Did you not work as hard on your basketball skills that you did on your football skills? What was on Facebook, I was not impressed. Tell me about it. It was like little layups, no dunks. You can't jump high. Tell me about it.
I'm not a hooper. I'm 6 feet. I'm not a hooper, man.
So.
Get dunked on!
Okay, look. All right. Here's Patrick Peterson right here. The man himself, the legend. He could do it all. Punt return, corner, wide receiver, slot, quarterback. Hey, you put him in, he could do it. Put Booby in and let him spin. All right. Put Booby in, let him spin. That's a man right there. That's a man with the master plan. That's who I want to talk to. That guy right there. Him right here in the middle. The pretty dude. You see how pretty he is? Look at him. Look how pretty he is. Look. He's sitting there looking all pretty. Look at his hair. My question is to you, how did you master the skills of holding? You're a professional holder when I go up against you. How did you professionally own that? How did you learn how to do it so well? Could you get away with it? They don't call it, but how do you get away with it? How do you do it so well and not get a call? What technique did you do? Okay, yes you can. I'm sorry. 2017 Pro Bowl.
I mean, it ain't holding unless ref calls it, right? Just like it ain't hands to the face unless the ref calls it, right?
I don't ever go hands to the face.
I never said you did.
I don't ever go hands to the face.
Why are you accusing me that I'm accusing you?
All right, okay. You got me. Okay, but who taught you that? Who taught you how to hold so well? Did Aaron teach you, Aaron Rodgers? Because he could throw the ball and you could hold so well. So, well, what's the whole purpose of holding? Why can't you just block a man one-on-one without holding?
Oh, I 100% block my man one-on-one. And it's just an honor to go out there and compete. You know, I always enjoy the opportunity. you always have a good time out there. So
yeah, we do. I am.
You know, the thing I'm most excited for is to not be able to rush against you for one time. Yeah. And actually be on the same team for this Sunday.
Yeah, I am. And I really appreciate what you do in the NFC, and you're a hell of a player. No, all to the side, you're a hell of a player, Dave Bakhtiari.
You are too.
Really.
Thank
I love
you for having
you.
Me on, man.
You too, sir. Have a good
care.
One. Yeah, you too, sir. Hello, Brian. You know I love you. You know I miss you, and I care so much about you. But this is 96 question plus 1 equals 97, and you know I got to do one more step bigger than you. You know what I'm saying, dog? You know what I'm saying? But you know I love you, and the thing I love about you most, you always stay Brian. You're the best dude I know. Thank you, Brian. But this is 96 question plus 1 equals 97 at the Pro Bowl. And I love you, Brian. But I'm on to the next one. Tyron Smith coming up right now. Tyron. He's the best in the league. He stands at 6'6". He has very long arms, very big hands, and he has a very big head. He goes by number 77, Tyron Smith. I'm standing here with, he should have been like four-time Pro Bowler, Jarrell Casey from USC. He's part of the Trojan family. We rock together. We live together. You know, that's what we do. You know, we held it down at USC for a very long time together. And, you know, my question is to you. Your decision to go to USC was based off you going to Long Beach Poly. That's where you went to school. But why did you decide to go to USC? What was the purpose of going to USC? Was it Pete Carroll? Was it the school? Was it the academics? What was it? What drew you into USC?
Going to USC, you know, came with a little bit of everything. You know, the academics. Pete Carroll was the main focus of why I went there. And then a great guy like Everson. You know, hanging with him on my recruiting visit and, you know, showing me the ropes. definitely got me to go there. And, you know, those guys around there definitely led me to a great path to get to where I am now.
Exactly. And you played the game at such a high level. Why do you have a chip on your shoulder? Why do you play with that chip? What are you out here to prove to people?
Biggest thing is I'm the best out here. That's pretty much the best, you know. I'm a D tackle out here with amongst the best out there, and I want to prove I'm the best. That's why every time I go out there, every Sunday, I go out there and play like I'm the badass every week, because I am.
Jarrell Casey, hey, thank you, sir. Hey, fight on, brother. Hey, and respect. I love you, dog. Hey, Bra-Rob, B-Rob, B-Rob. 96 questions plus 1 equals 97. 97.